This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. In Colorado and other Western states, lawmakers are pushing reforms to respond to the homeowners insurance crisis. Some are hitting headwinds. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports.
For decades, state-level insurance policymaking was a relatively quiet affair. But with premiums and non-renewals soaring, there's been a flurry of proposals from lawmakers in recent years.
We've seen legislation introduced on this topic basically in every Western state.
That's Jordan Hettler, a climate financial strategist with the nonprofit Climate Cabinet, which has pushed for reforms to maintain insurance access and affordability. A notable trend this year, he says, is a number of reforms that mirror a Colorado bill that passed last year. It requires insurers to account for mitigation efforts and provide more transparency about the risk models they use. New Mexico, Washington, and Oregon lawmakers introduced such measures, though they're facing challenges. In Idaho last week, a measure was blocked by a House committee after the industry and several lawmakers raised concerns about costs of implementation and fears of being forced to share proprietary information or trade secrets. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
In Western Colorado, a senior resident of Ouray who had been missing for more than 2 weeks and whose disappearance was shared widely online has been found unharmed. The sheriff's office says Jerry Tarango was located with the help of an out-of-state agency. The leader of the state's largest philanthropic foundation has announced plans to retire at the end of the year. Karen McNeil Miller has led the Colorado Health Foundation as its president and CEO for more than a decade. The nonprofit has around $3 billion in assets, the most of any foundation in the state. Each year, it awards millions in grants to nonprofit organizations, government agencies, and other groups working to improve the health of Coloradans. This is CPR News and KRCC.